I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, Provincetown has a long history as a whaling town, and that will be marked this weekend when a marathon reading of Moby Dick makes a splash there with a special guest.
This is the second annual 24-hour marathon reading of that whale novel, and it's at Provincetown Public Library, and it is 24 hours, but it happens with breaks. There's going to be more than 120 people reading sections of the book from 2 to 8 on Friday, then 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 to 4 on Sunday. Last year, the most people gathered for the exciting finish of the book, but you might want to be there for the start this year because Peter Ganzevoort Whittemore, author Herman Melville's great-great-grandson, is going to be there to deliver the infamous opening that starts with "Call me Ishmael." And to keep everybody entertained in the less exciting sections of the story, there's going to be people who are going to dress up in period costumes and act out some of the scenes, so that could be worth checking out alone.
Legos have been a hugely popular toy for generations. There's a contest on Sunday at the Cape Cod Children's Museum in Mashpee where kids can test their Lego skills.
Yeah, kids make all kinds of creatures and worlds with Legos, but this contest has a more practical aspect to it. It's sponsored by the Home Builders and Remodelers Association of Cape Cod, as well as the Children's Museum, and so it's the fourth annual Children's Lego Home Building Challenge. Kids need to pre-register, then go to the museum from 1 to 5 on Sunday and build their dream homes, and they can compete in two age categories, 5 to 8-year-olds, then 9 to 12-year-olds. From 3 to 4 that afternoon, a group appropriately called the Hard Hat Family Comedy Show is going to provide entertainment, and entry fees are per builder with an accompanying adult, but guests can come and pay a small fee just to watch the competition.
More family-friendly fun is happening Saturday in South Yarmouth with five magicians mixing illusion with comedy.
This is also the fourth year for the Oceanside Magic Gala Show, and that's put on by the Rotary Club of Yarmouth and starting at 8 o'clock Saturday night at Dennis Yarmouth Regional High School. There are main magicians Marcus and Angelique Steelgrave who come down here and are bringing five magicians this year who are known for entertaining around the country and then also on some TV shows. They're bringing back Chipper Lowell, who is known for combining comedy and magic. Jeff Williams is a comedy magician, too, and he's from Florida. Andy Dallas is a magician, hypnotist, and escape artist. Robert Baxt is known not only as a magician, but as a variety artist and a television actor. And then there's magician Gene Anderson, who is known for his newspaper magic. So that's one that I particularly like.
Kathy, it's a little early for Mother's Day, but the Moms on Broadway show is returning to Katuit.
Well, this group is actually going to be back next month for Mother's Day, but the main performances this year are early. They're going to be at 7:30 this Friday and Saturday. Moms on Broadway is a group of 10 local moms who are good at raising kids, but also at performing. And they put together a show that they say is a way to celebrate the joys and frustrations of motherhood through song and dance. This year's songs include rock, country, and jazz, as well as musical theater, including a mom's version of Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody and what they say is a wrinkled version of Beyoncé's Single Ladies.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.